would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. Again, lots of things. First, I just noticed as I dialed, I sent a text to my wife a little while ago that reconciliation will be hard, but we have to do it. And reconciliation will be hard, but we have to do it. Don't spit in the face of God. God commands it clearly. Cutting off the person you committed your life to. Does not reflect well in the eyes of God, and it's not a good model to set before our kids, is it? Yesterday, when I talked about how kidnapping is done as a way to, you know, as the way crooks will generate income in Nigeria, and I mentioned how the hijacking thing. I was just, 10, 15 minutes ago preparing to think, oh, I remember the guy's name, D.B. Cooper. Anyway, but D.B. Cooper was the guy who allegedly got away with however much anyway from hijacking a plane. I did find out today that they were giving vaccines out in Athens, Tennessee. And, that kind of brings it real close to home. And again, I consider my family. I did do that one voicemail that was very specific, included an email to Jim Cross, to Jim and Raj Cross, suggesting heavily, look at the evidence, don't take the vaccine. Right now, the CDC is reporting 500 dead and 10,000 injured thus far. If Jim and Raj Cross die suddenly because of the vaccine, reconciliation options disappear. And then, of course, the other thing is, as the dad, I refuse to give consent for my kids to be vaccinated. And I'm going to love my wife, too, but apparently she doesn't want that. The gentleman I spoke with, that we were discussing, it was interesting. He said, well, they're the essentials and non-essentials. So I asked him, all right, what are the essentials? And he said, oh, wow, and responded. And so we've gotten that, and it's been interesting. But one of the other things that he mentioned in it as an aside, that he said is a non-essential, but he said that he believes in young earth creation. So I pointed him to my video of 2018, Young Earth Creation, Don't Miss the Obvious. And I got an email from him in one sentence, and it was, watched your 2018 Young Earth Creation video this afternoon while waiting for my wife at the doctor, exiled in the parking lot. And it kind of like waiting for his wife. I miss that. But also, I've had two other people. I'll just say two other people. I mean, today. People I've known for years reach out to me. In friendship as someone who follows Christ because of stresses they're under. I want to be there for my own family in the same way. And they deny me. Perhaps last thing, I heard somebody today quote Rush Limbaugh, who also died recently, but he apparently said, the hardest thing to accept about my life is being hated by all people that I wanted to be liked by. And so I heard that quote and I said, well, obviously we see the thing in Scripture. And I grabbed the verse, John 15, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, I chose you out of the world. Because of this, the world hates you. And then John 17, Jesus' prayer, I've given them your word, and the world has hated them because they're not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And 1 John 3, do not be surprised, brethren, if the world hates you. You know, when I make the case of the veracity of Scripture, that Christ is God, and it's not a good idea to kill people in the womb, which is obviously something I was an advocate of years ago. You know, slavery is not a good idea. Theft is not a good idea, and so forth. And my reference is the Scripture. It's the quasi-Muslim who just jumped all over me. But, you know, that's not a big deal in one sense. The world hates you. But he also says he did not come to bring peace to the world, but division. And went on to talk about division in the family. It's one of the passages I really hate in Scripture. I believe it's true. I don't have to like it. I believe it's true. And I'm seeing it lived out. And I hate it. But I also know I, as a follower of Christ, must live in obedience to Christ, which means to love my wife, to never leave her or forsake her, in spite of her. Dorothy Jane, we need to reconcile. In obedience to Christ, we need to reconcile. That's our only option. I'm here for you. And again, I'm not after retaliation or retribution. I'm after reconciliation. So we have however many years left. And I'm going to use those years to share in celebration with the lady I love. To hold her hand and to be very honest, I want to pat you behind. I want to be able to be with you, see your face, hear your voice, hold your hand, and pat you behind. Because I like you. You bring joy to me. My lady, I love you.